One of the new boys, who had never been to camp before, stood up. "Mr. Brickle," he said, "why is this camp called Camp Kookooskoos? What does Kookooskoos mean?" "It's an Indian name for the great horned owl," replied Mr. Brickle. The new boy thought about this for a minute. "Then why didn't you just call it Camp Great Horned Owl instead of Camp Kookooskoos?" "Because," replied Mr. Brickle, "a boy's camp should have a peculiar name. Otherwise, it doesn't sound interesting. Kookooskoos is a terrific name. It is a long word, but it has only three letters in it. It has two S's, three K's, and six O's. You don't find many names as kooky as that. The queerer the name, the better the camp. Anyway, welcome to Camp Kookooskoos. It rhymes with moose. That's another good thing about it. And now it's time for everybody to go to bed. You may take a swim before breakfast tomorrow, and you don't need to wear your swim trunks. Just jump out of bed when you hear the trumpet of the swan, strip off your pajamas, race to the dock, and dive in. I will be there ahead of you to do my celebrated backflip from the diving tower. It freshens me up for the hard day ahead. Good night, Louie. Good night, Sam. Good night, Applegate. Good night, all." The light was fading. The boys straggled off to their tents in the darkness. The senior counselors sat together on the porch and smoked one last pipe. Sam crawled in under his blankets in tent three. Louie walked to a high, flat rock by the shore and stood there waiting. When the lights were all out, he faced the camp, raised his horn to his mouth, and blew taps. The last note seemed to linger on the still waters of the lake. From their beds, the boys heard the beautiful sound. They felt sleepy and serene and happy, all but Applegate Skinner, who didn't care for birds at bedtime. But even Applegate was soon asleep, along with the others in his tent. He was asleep, and he was snoring. People who dislike birds often snore. A deep peace fell over Camp Kookooskoos.